discussing the status of Afghan refugees in Iran. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, who is on a two-day official visit to Tehran, in a meeting with Iran's interior minister, said that the best solution to the issue of Afghan refugees is to prepare the ground for their return to their homelands. Meanwhile, Iran's interior minister called on the international community to fulfill its commitments towards refugees, especially the Afghans.
The visit comes ahead of transition in Afghanistan, where presidential election is due to take place in April, and the US-led NATO forces prepare to leave the country by the end of 2014.
Speaking at the press conference in Tehran, the UN official lauded the role of Iran in protecting Afghan refugees as generous, which needs much support from the international community.
It is only fair to pay tribute to the generosity of the people and the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran that for decades have received, have protected, and have assisted at the moment almost 3 million refugees, still today almost 1 million refugees, sharing everything with them and providing them the access to shelter, to work, to education for their children, to health services, and allowing them to have a dignifying life while waiting for the possibility to go back home to help reconstruct their country, namely in Afghanistan.
There are almost 2 million Afghans residing in Iran, 700,000 of whom are living illegally in the country. Refugees in Iran have the right to education and health care. According to officials, in the past Iranian year, Tehran has given insurance coverage to over 220,000 refugees, including both Afghan and Iraqi refugees.
Iran is home to the highest number of refugees in the world for almost 33 years now. Presently, over 300,000 Afghan students and 15,000 Afghan college students are studying in Iran. Iran has tried to offer them proper facilities even during the Iraqi-imposed war on Iran, and despite sanctions against the country. But the international assistance to Iran is only 1 or 2% of the total cost.
Iran says although international assistance is nothing compared to the total cost, it will not give up helping refugees until the ground is properly prepared for them to return to their motherland. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.